Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. Let's get to know Meredith Coyle, CEO of Anew Kitchens. Meredith, what is Anew Kitchens? What are you guys doing?
We are making comfort food healthier, prepared foods in multiple locations and all over the country.
Gotcha. Where are you from? How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm from Center City, Philadelphia. I am the oldest of two children. I have a younger brother who's 9 years younger.
Gotcha. And 8 to 14, what's that list look like? What were you doing 8 to 14?
I was walking to school in Center City, and I was walking home and helping my parents in their very tiny restaurant in the city.
Mm-hmm. You were helping them in the restaurant in the city. All right. Anna, you want to give me a hand getting to know Meredith, please?
Yeah, definitely. Meredith, you grew up basically in a restaurant. And how did that sense of community being with the people that worked in the restaurant and the customers, you know, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the customers were the same. The people were the same. And when you walked in every day after school, they wanted to know about your day. They wanted to hear what happened. And at the same time, my father was saying, you know, clean the jukebox and wash the dishes. And so everything was integral. We had just this open relationship of anybody who happened to be in there on any given day. And it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. John?
How did that sense of community affect you today?
Well, it's what I do in my business now. I have the same clients that I've had. I take care of their kids, their grandkids, and the people who work with me have worked with me, for a lot of them, for over 20 years. So we have that sense of community. We're all family.
Mm-hmm. Julia?
So within a community and family, there can be some ups and downs. How do you deal with that on a daily basis?
Well, we have no HR department, that's for sure. We say it like it is. We really do cut from the hip. And there's a lot of things that happen. And when we fall, we come together and we get up. And there's nothing that will ever stop us. It's determination. It's resilience. Those are all the words I use when people ask me what makes me do what I do. But I do it because I've got 120 people that I feel that I take care of every day. I'm sort of the mom.
Anna?
So you were brought up pretty much by your grandmother after the age of 9, because you ended up living with your grandmother. Can you tell me about her influence when you were growing up?
Yeah, sure. She wasn't any better off than we were, but she lived off the land. We had an apple tree. I remember, you know, go outside, pick the apples, come in, we're going to make an apple pie. And that is sort of, I guess, who I am now. There's always a way to put a pot of soup together and bring in as many people as I can and get them fed. I actually went to school to be a social worker, which I didn't think of until talking to you guys today. And it's what makes me happy, taking care of everybody outside.
John?
And it's what makes me successful. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. John?
Meredith, you talked about resilience and safety with your grandmother. How did those two things, how'd you get those two things, and how do they affect what you do today?
Oh, God. Well, she lived in the suburbs in a house, and that felt a lot safer than walking upstairs after working in the restaurant to sleep in a one-bedroom apartment with 5 people. And that alone made me think, well, this is definitely somewhere I want to be. I never want to worry, or if I have a family now, have them worry that we can't have a place to live, right? You know, it seems so simple now that you ask.
Mm-hmm. Julia, what are you thinking?
I want to circle back to the apple tree for a minute. You said you just went out and picked some apples. You kind of had to be resourceful. Does that play into what you do today?
Yes, absolutely. And the pivoting of, if the apples weren't growing, what were you eating? Now in my business, if things don't work, we pivot. I started out in farmers markets, and that was great. When I went to brick and mortar, if it wasn't busy on a Tuesday, what was I going to do to make it busy? So that cyclical business that we are, I think, all in, it gets recreated and changed as needed. So now we sell prepared foods, but that was a COVID intervention. That wasn't something we ever did.
Anna, what else you thinking?
So it seems like, you know, you've done a lot with, you know, using your resources, feeling the safety of, you know, your different influences, like your grandmother and having food in a different suburban area. Is that what you're bringing to other people when they purchase your products now?
Yeah, I think what the most important part of my business is that people can walk in and trust what they're doing. So we're not hiding anything. We are manufacturing food that is something that they would cook in their own homes, but nobody has the time to do anymore.
Mm-hmm. John, what's your next question for Meredith?
I just want to come back to resilience, Meredith. You started somewhere in a farmer's market. You started your business. So tell me more about resilience and how that affects you today in your business.
Well, things change on the daily in my industry. Prices rise, people come and go, and trends change. And so to be successful in the food industry, I mean, I never understand when somebody sells one thing, because what do you do when that one thing is out of fashion, right? Mm-hmm. I'm selling health and wellness now, and it wasn't in fashion for 30 years. I've been doing this for 33 years. And now all of a sudden I'm so in fashion, but I've been doing the same thing. So I've been resilient because I've made things that they would eat at the time, but I always knew that this is where we were going to go.
Meredith, as a kid, you told us you didn't necessarily feel safe. What's that have to do with who you are nowadays?
I refuse to stop. My oldest daughter, is in the business, and she says to me on the weekly, I would say, "Mom, when's enough enough?" I'm like, I don't think it's ever going to be enough, because it's not just the resilience of it. It's the safety of never having to worry about asking what something costs. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's about the feeling for me. Mm-hmm. And for the people who work for me, I have 120 people. I have to take care of them. I don't want them to struggle either.
It sounds like you're the master mother. Am I reading that correctly?
It's quite embarrassing. I am a CEO, but I am the mother hen. Always. I know everybody's stuff. And that's important. And that's the loyalty I have with my company and all of my employees, is they know that if they make a mistake, it's okay. We're going to fix it together.
Loyalty. I mean, I read the newspapers, and I thought business owners, you just fire people. They don't do what you want. You just fire them. Wait, what are you talking about? Loyalty.
I move them. I repurpose them until I find the place where they are best suited and they can do their best work and have purpose. And it's worked for me. It's been difficult, don't get me wrong, but it's worked for.
So you have a natural ability to figure out where people fit?
No, sometimes it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't find a place that fits. And, you know, and then it's a peaceful departure on both parts. Mm-hmm. And we're all still friends.
What's the best part of your job?
Creation. I love big ideas. I love new thoughts and finding a way to get to more people so they can, you know, live a healthier life. And that is truly the education part of it has become the most important part to me. That doesn't make any money, by the way. So it's only now that the rest of my team is in place and they can do what they need to do to keep the business running. But I become the face of it, and I get to go out there and talk to people and help people.
Uh-huh. Julia, what else are you thinking here? What are you thinking there, Julia?
So you said you have 120 team members, and community has always been a big theme for you. How do you keep a community with that many people?
Well, so we in season have 120 people. We have 60 people year round, but we have a lot of businesses at the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes a little more difficult in the summer because we have a lot of younger kids and things like that, but they all come back year after year. And I know most of their parents, and it's not difficult. It is what it is.
What's the website address for this organization known as the New Kitchens?
That's what it is. www.anewkitchens.com.
How do you spell that?
AnewKitchens.com.
We've been speaking with Meredith Coyle, CEO of the New Kitchens, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, we'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.